Thanks to Wellwear Solutions. It's Thursday morning, and it's time to welcome our guest back on the show, Anthony Maroon from Triple M. Good morning.
Neil, how are you, my friend? I'm hearing all sorts of great reports coming out of your trivia,
mate. I heard I got a rap on the footy on the weekend.
I did, mate, and somebody said throw this question at Neil Gilsey, get him to ask it at the Canobles Hotel next Wednesday night. See how you go with this one, Neil. What Prime Minister swept into power in the early 70s with the slogan, "It's time"?
That'd be, is it Menzies or Whitlam?
One of the, you know it, mate. You know, as a trivia man, you can't have two answers.
It's Gough Whitlam.
He's got it.
Yes, thank you very much. All right. Well, we might ask that one this week coming up at trivia. Now, tonight, here's a question for you. Who's going to win, Panthers or the Tigers?
Well, this is a great game. This is going to be a great game. For the uneducated, it's Nathan Cleary coming back, the halfback for the Panthers, versus the West Tigers. Ivan Cleary, his father, the coach of the West Tigers. Does he come in a bit underdone? Maybe he does. I get the feeling Penrith might just have enough, though, at home over the West Tigers. So, I'm going to take Penrith here, Neil.
Yeah, Tigers were good at home with the Leichhardt Oval crowd last weekend, but going to Penny Panther Stadium, I think it could be another story. Now, Friday night, Eels will be taking on the Warriors.
Yeah, well, look, mate, I don't know about the Eels at the moment. I reckon the Blaney Bears could probably beat the Eels, and that's a wrap for the Blaney Bears. Don't worry about that. I think the Warriors will bounce back. I knew that the Warriors would fall away a little bit. I said they would, and everybody said, "You're an idiot, you're a fool." I said, "Fair enough, you're a better judge than me." But look at the Warriors. In 3 weeks, one team put 50 on them, one team put 30 on them. But I'll still take them this week. I still think they'll be too good for Para.
Yeah, I think they'll bounce back after the Roosters gave them a little touch-up last week at Mount Smart Stadium. Now, Broncos will be playing my beloved Roosters on Friday night.
Yes, well, I'm going to take the Roosters. I thought we saw a lot of sting in the likes of Napa, Cordner, big Waria Hargraves coming in off the bench. That's the Roosters. That's the Roosters from here on in, I reckon. A lot of sting in the Roosters. Luke Keary, I tell you what, over the years, the Roosters have got a lot of good players out of South. Geez, that Luke Keary's a good kid, good player.
I'll tell you what, I loved it when Jared Waria Hargraves came on and only did one silly thing. It only cost us one penalty. He's normally good for five or six a game. Now, Titans will be playing the Knights.
Yes, well, I'm going to take the Knights here. Poor old Titans, mate. They just don't have the cattle, do they? And, no. You know, we talk about all these clubs having fire sales and having let players go. Well, maybe they might be able to pick up one or two good ones there, the Titans. But I've always feared for them long term, and I still do. But just for this week, I'll take the Knights.
Yeah, all right. Cowboys will be playing your Rabbits.
Well, mate, I just did a little swap with Dan Ganane. Said, "Can you call my game and I'll call your game?" And I said, "All right." I had a look at the draw. I said, "Oh, he's just tipped me into a Rabbitohs game, beauty." So Rabbitohs, the Burgess twins, and Sam playing so well. Damien Cook playing so well. Rabbitohs by 14+. Get on the Rabbitohs.
Will you be wearing your Rabbitohs jersey in the commentary box?
Mate, I'll be wearing my Rabbitohs jersey, my Rabbitohs undies, and my Rabbitohs socks.
Good to hear.
And that's all I'll be wearing.
All right. Storm will be playing Manly, and of course, Cameron Smith, big announcement this week.
Wasn't it a big announcement? Yeah. Well, it really, really gives us all something to talk about, doesn't it? All seemed to happen so quick, too. But look, I think that all that aside, the Storm will just be, they've just got a better roster and they'll be a better team. They'll win.
Yeah, indeed. Now, Sunday's games, we'll see the Dragons taking on the Raiders.
Yes. Now, I've just got off the phone from the boys at Wellwear Solutions because a lot of those boys are Dragon supporters. And I know the guys at Wellwear Solutions, a lot of the ones at the Bathurst outlet, they're Raiders supporters. So it's a good bit of rivalry there. That's what's going on at Wellwear Solutions. That's the important stuff. But on the field, the Dragons aren't going to lose two in a row to a Raiders side that have been hot and cold, hot and cold, hot and cold all year. I'm going to take the Dragons.
And I do need to mention, that is the game that is at Glen Willow Oval in Mudgee. So if you want to track across and go and check that out, you certainly will be able to. Now, Sharks will be playing the Doggies, a 4 o'clock game on Sunday.
Yeah, and I'm going to take the Sharkies here, mate. I think the Sharkies are just going to be too good. They're round 11 and they're starting to get into the grind. They're starting to get into the grit. You know, look how much they showed in the back end of that game against the Raiders last week. And plenty of experience in that Sharks side too, Neil. You know, Gallen, Fifita. You know, it's a real experienced side. It's a been there, done that side. So get on board with them. Get down to Weldwear Solutions. Even if you aren't into welding, just get in there, say good day to the boys, buy something, and tell them I sent you. They won't know who I am, but if you're going to buy something off them, they'll treat you really nice.
It certainly will. Now, joining us online, thanks to Weldwear Solutions, it's Anthony Maroon. You'll catch him over the weekend right here on Triple M. Maroon, thank you, mate. Enjoy your footy.
Good on you, Neil.